This is the Game Buddy Funcast.
So we're live on the Game Buddy Funcast. Episode, question mark.
Do we really lose track of which episode this is?
I think it's 23. I always lose track of what episode we're on, dude. Once I get them edited, I don't look at it anymore.
I think after like 8, I lost track when I used to do that. When I used to wear that hat.
Yeah, and I'm wearing the hat, and I forget. I used to be like so good at it. So
how about that, by the way? Are you enjoying being the editor now?
I have creative freedom of what I want to do, what I want to take out. I always edit Sean, and Sean always gets upset because I do that.
I can never tell if you want me to go back to doing it or if you're enjoying yourself or
I don't know. Do it, man. It's not bad at all. It just gives me something to do for like 2 hours, if that. Especially an hour 30 minutes, it's not long at all.
That's true. I used to do those like 2 hour shows and stuff.
Those monster shows that we used to do.
That became a bit of a part time job.
It did, because I did a couple of them as well back in the day. It was quite a job. So anyways, welcome everybody to the Game Buddy Funcast. And we're just going to riff it off tonight and talk about video games, like always. And next-gen neckbeards, because we're still on that kick. So anyways, I'm joined by the lovable Adam Johnson.
Oh, is that my cue to say something funny? I'm sorry.
You never say anything. You always do this, man. You need a new bit. Go back to your freaking indie podcast.
That didn't work out, by the way. That's why I'm back.
Yeah. You got like one view. And also is...
Phil Fish stood me up.
He always stood me up. And of course, we're joined by Sean Piper.
What's up?
So, games, guys. What have we been jamming on? What have we been jamming on?
I went over to your house and played that PlayStation Quattro. That was pretty cool.
You did? How'd you enjoy it, by the way?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I really enjoyed the motion-assisted text. What do you call that?
Stylix control.
I thought that was, I think I even tweeted that. That's the PlayStation 4 killer app, is that you can motion-assist intertext when you have to put your name in, you know, for a game or something or other. Actually, I thought that was really cool. I can't believe it. It feels like there's like a pointer, but it's all that gyro.
It's so good, though. It's
that
so
gyro
good.
Stuff.
It's way better than what the PS3 had. It recognizes stuff. Like, Flower actually controls a lot better.
It does, yeah. It feels really good. What else did we play? Oh, that Rezo gun was phenomenal.
Oh, it definitely.
Was so good. I couldn't believe how much fun
best
I had.
Best free game
that.
I've ever gotten right there. I think that's probably the best free game I ever got.
You know, they used to put – well, Nintendo still does it. They'll put, hey, free game on the front of the box. That needs to be on the front of the box. Comes with
this.
Well,
it's only a PSN Plus thing for the month. And
it's so good, though. It should have just been on the hard drive. That's a killer – long. I mean, if you're kind of like just like an arcade rat nerd like me that just loves those that style of game – that's a killer app for sure, for a PS4. That's the kind of game I just want to veg out and play for hours. I still play Geometry Wars 2. And how many years has it been? 5 or 6 years? Like that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's good. What else did we look at? Flower. Yeah, that looked really good. Assassin's Creed looked pretty good. I thought looked nice and crispy.
Assassin's Creed. Yeah.
It actually looked pretty fun too, and I'm not really big on that series.
Yeah, and you saw my clip of my basketball for a bit. Mm-hmm.
Remember
some basketball on?
I remember I kept saying, Sean, if I'm looking at this basketball game out of the corner of my eye, and I think it's the real thing. It's just like you have ESPN on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What have you been gaming on, Piper? I see you're playing some Starbound on Steam, which I will be joining you here in a bit.
Oh my gosh, that's all I care about right now. I don't care about any other game in the existence of the world. Like, this could be the world could blow up tonight, and I'd be good because I got me some Starbound.
got me some Starbound in. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to play it. I've been excited about this game for a minute, too.
Dude, it's been like 2 years. That's what I wrote about today. I wrote about it on the site. But yeah, it's been like 2 years they announced this game.
Yeah, I think I've been...
This looks cool. I'm looking at it right now.
Man, like, we freaked out when we saw it. We were real big into, like, Terraria. Like, I played it, and then Dave Obanjo played it, and Arlo, and Micah. And we're all, like, you know, Dave and I played a whole lot more than anybody else did. But, I mean, it was cool, right? It's super addicting. And then this game is, like, the same thing, but 10,000 times better.
Yeah, you go to more planets. You can do all sorts of cool, crazy stuff.
Dude, there's like dungeons.
I remember watching the tech video, and I was blown away by the tech videos they had on this game with the moving water and everything.
Man, it's just like it's insane, or just like how deep it is, especially for being like a 16-bit game. It's just crazy.
I'm looking at the video now. It has a pretty decent art style. I think it looks better than that other Terraria or whatever.
Terraria is older though, but
yeah.
A lot of the team that did Terraria. They left and they did this game.
Okay.
So it's not like everybody.
Yeah, and then they're making Terraria 2 because of this game pretty much.
Yeah.
So they saw this game's like, hey, we need to get some tech up to snuff here and make a new Terraria. Yeah.
I mean, Terraria is a fun game.
It was a fun game. I will admit seeking hours in that. The only thing that sucked on it was the net code whenever you joined somebody's game or something.
Yeah. They kind of fixed a lot of that when they moved it over to Steam, though.
Even when they moved over to Steam, like, you still, like, I had to download Hamachi and then use Hamachi to get, like, an IP address.
Oh, wait.
And then to get a game.
We never had that issue. I don't know.
I've had that issue with that game. It's like, it's just meh. But it was okay on the console because, you know, it was Xbox Live and I could easily, you know, send a friend invite. Right. Surprisingly, that game did control pretty well on the controller, which I was completely blown away by how it actually worked for some reason, some way. It worked.
Yeah, I never played on the console. I did play it on my phone, though.
Yeah, I forgot they came up with a phone app for it, too.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, for a phone game, I mean, how good are phone games, really?
They're pretty good, man.
Whatever.
See, that... The phone stuff.
That's why Sean's
indie games. To Piper is that to phone games.
Okay, there are a couple of really good games for phone, but it's just like it's so hard to find a really good like mobile game because it's so oversaturated with like
crap.
Pay $37 so I can buy fruits.
Well, also you're probably not on an Apple device, which is probably half the problem for you.
I'm sorry, but I have Humble Bundle games for my phone, so how about that?
What do you got? You got Humble Bundle games?
Yes, I do. I have
I'm talking to Adam.
Yeah.
Your side tonight.
No, I don't need them. I don't need them. There's too many good games on iOS.
Ooh, I'll debate that.
Well, you're not
Ridiculous
even
fishing.
You're not checking
game.
Them out. That just came out, I saw, on the it's like Android.
So and fun.
Is it on Android now?
Yeah,
I have it on my phone.
Well, welcome to like 8 months ago, me.
I didn't see it on there. I never saw it on the Play Store on there.
Just I picked it up off Humble Bundle.
Remember when we almost had those guys on the show and I chickened out?
Man, I'm gonna go get them on the show. I'll get them on the show, dude. I'll go there. They might hate us now because we were talking some crap about Phil Fish on that one little segment.
Yeah,
but
I forgot to mention in the pre-show. I was like listening to last week's episode and I was like, probably not gonna have too many high profile indie people on this anytime soon.
No, everyone hates Phil Fish, so it's okay.
I think they're probably pretty cool with him though.
Why?
I don't know. Well, we won't get into it.
We'll pull that episode down.
Pull it now.
Yeah, it won't be there anymore. Just while we have people on. And then can go back up.
Yeah. Ooh, good idea.
They won't listen to that show, dude. Come on. They're not going to listen to it.
The lost episode.
That's it, right?
No, our lost episode was our very first episode.
Oh, yeah.
I need to find that footage and edit it and put it up there for our 1 year anniversary.
Good idea.
That'd be fun.
So, yeah, I played that new Mario game.
How was that?
Amazing.
Pretty amazing. Pretty great.
Is it?
Yeah. It's very nice. We're very nicely made.
I saw...
I'm being timid about it because I really, really liked it.
Yeah?
And I don't want to just kind of bubble over with it being the best game ever, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty damn good. Like, if you're into that style of game like I am, it's up there for sure. It's very well done.
Apparently, they didn't have it at, like, GameStop today when my bro was out fishing for games.
What was it, sold out?
I was very disappointed. I guess I can go online and get it on the Wii U store.
Though, I guess so that,
not too worried about it.
Since only a handful of people own that system, maybe each store only got, like, 3 copies. I don't know. I was really lucky enough to get the only copy of it at Family Video to rent. Yeah, it really made my day.
What's Family Video?
It's like a – remember – you remember Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
You know, like a place you could physically go inside and rent stuff.
So it's like a Netflix in a building.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's really, really, really ghetto and generic.
Oh.
Yeah, but they have everything. Like, they get games.
So Amazon Video in a store.
Yeah, and you go and you walk into the store and you go and you see if they have all the new hits. And they always get stuff. Like day one. So if I don't really feel like spending $60 on a new video game that I will complete in 2 days, I'll go and spend $3 and just rent it, just like I did when I was a kid. It's fun.
We have a thing called the Hastings. Do you all have that?
The Hastings.
Hastings?
Hastings. Yeah. Sounds cool.
It's not really cool. But it's the same thing.
You could rent movies too, because I just rented the new Wolverine movie from there, and I actually need to take that back within the next hour or two. No joke.
Otherwise,
they're going to give me a late fee. They're going to steal my teeth.
All you got to do is just pay like $5 at a time. You'll be fine.
What, on the late fee?
Yeah, you can like pay like $2 and they'll be okay with it like at any given time. As long as you pay money on it, they're not going to get on your case.
Sean's this guy who has like $75 in late fees.
It's like, here, I'll pay $2 tonight.
Here's the thing, and this is important, Mr. Blythe, is that you have a reputation. They have a record. I'm not making this up, but Family Video. If you keep a good record of returning things, then you don't have to put down a deposit on the brand new video games. Because So when I first opened my account at Family Video a couple of years ago, probably, you know, I'm new to the store, so I would go and rent the new Call of Duty or whatever, the new hit game, the day it came out. I'd get there when they would open so I could get it. But they would make me put down like a $20 deposit, and then you get it back, of course, when you return the game. But if you keep a good record of returning things in a timely manner, you don't have to pay the deposit. So my Family Video score is like looking pretty good. That's why I can't really sully it.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever. I don't care. I'll pay my $2 on my $75 deposit late fee. What are you going to do about that?
You don't want to get hit by that $20 deposit, though, when you're renting.
I don't go there anymore, yeah. So
you need to go there.
It doesn't really matter.
I think it would solve a lot of your financial problems if you just rented some of these games.
And then pay a $20 deposit fee? No, thank you.
Well, I could probably co-sign on your account. I'll get you up there.
How about I just go make a new account then, and they don't check for it. I'll just enter a new email address. I'll be back to being, like, you know, free.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just the first, like, I think it's the first 4 rentals, probably. And if you return them in a timely manner, you won't have to pay the deposit. Look into it, man. It's pretty great when you're kind of broke, which is not something I like to admit on air, but I've been broke a couple times recently.
You're technically the poorest man in America.
Yeah, and it feels pretty good to be able to keep up with the Joneses, as they say, in video games.
Keep up with the Joneses.
Without breaking your wallet. I just got a job as a viral marketer for Family Video, in case you can't tell. But no, seriously.
We got to plug somebody, man. We got to plug somebody.
It is great. It's like Gamefly, only you just go down the street if you're Adam Johnson, and it's literally down the street. I could walk there in 5 minutes if I wanted to.
Do you want to?
Hell no, not in this neighborhood. I don't want to fight. I don't feel like fighting anyone.
For your copy of Battlefield 4?
Oh yeah, that would get sold for crack in a heartbeat if I ran into someone in the dark alley I'd have to go through to get to the family video.
It'd be over.
I think crackheads go down pretty easy though. I'm not really too.
I think if you have just
that.
Something shiny, you just wave it at them and they're like, and then you run.
Or I just say, hey, look over there, there's a giant crack rock. Where?
What?
They're like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing anymore. I'm about ready to get up on this Starbound, though.
We're talking about crack rocks.
Crack. Oh.
Crack.
Don't you know that?
Have you guys ever smoked crack? Oh.
No?
No? Who smokes crack? I mean...
Did you have them?
Yeah, I mean, I thought everyone did it at least once.
I can't say that is.
Are you still doing it, sir?
No, it was like a couple weeks ago. You saw me; I was fine.
A couple of weeks ago.
I can't believe.
Was that when you were in Tennessee?
I think it was like right before that, so it's about 3 weeks ago. I bought some crack because I was going to family video, and the guy was like, "Hey, man. Would you like some crack? I'm doing a sale."
Do they have sales on crack?
And I was like, sure, okay. It was nice.
Sounds dangerous.
It was kind of like going on a roller coaster, but you're just like in a back alley, stooped behind a dumpster.
Covered by rats.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the new preview for the new Anchorman movie it's in the early 80s, so it's when crack's first coming out, and they're like, here's the new drug that's taking sweeping the nation, and they smoke crack for the first time on the news.
No.
And they go, I can't remember if it's Ron Burgundy, but one of the characters, he takes the hit. I think it's Ron Burgundy. He goes, ooh, that really hits instantly.
That's funny. It's not really funny, kids. Don't smoke crack.
It's a bad thing.
Just make sure you stay hydrated if you decide to smoke crack.
I don't think that's your only concern when smoking crack.
You know what, kids? You're going to try it at least once. Just make sure you brush your teeth afterwards.
I don't think they should try it once. I don't think anyone should try it once, just so you know.
Hey, you can't knock it, man.
I'm pretty sure I can knock it.
No. Just like you can't knock iOS, you can't knock crack.
Oh, I am.
You have to.
I can. I'm allowed to knock iOS.
Wait. When this podcast like start like becoming about crack?
I mean, we're all friends here. I mean,
we are. That's why we're gonna report you to the police for smoking crack.
So Sean Blythe, tell us about some crazy cocaine stories from when you were in Japan. I know you got some.
Whoa. Why is everyone doing so many drugs? This isn't okay at all.
This is almost as bad as on last week's show when Shinra Wantabi.
Shinobi?
Shira Shinobi said wiener, and it just kind of like cleared the room.
It broke everything down. Dude, she knows. She knows what's going on.
It was at that moment when I was listening to it today. I was like, man, I really should have made that episode.
See, dude, you missed out on that. It's all right. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good times, though.
Yeah.
Good times.
I accepted stuff.
That's an awkward pause. Why do you make everything so awkward, Sean?
I try. I don't know.
I see that.
I'm playing stuff.
Well, maybe you need to stop playing a game and pay attention to your podcast.
If you're paying attention to the video, you would see that he was taking a big drag off a doobie.
Doobie, doobie doo.
At least that's what it looked like in the small little.
All right. I'll get off the game. Sorry. I'm not like you, Piper. I can't do two things at once.
You're not ambidextrous like myself?
No. Let me go ahead and quit out of this real quick, and we'll get a game going after this.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm getting on that indie game level. My bad.
Dude, it catches up to you.
Of course, Contrast was pretty shitty for an indie game. Game on PS4. It's rather shitty and buggy. I sent you a picture.
Why would they even put that? Why would they even put a crappy game out like that? Because it was a free game.
It was up free on PS Plus, but I totally broke that game.
You know what? I know we should probably stop talking about this whole indie thing, even though it's kind of one of our main topics recently. But I will at least give you this, Mr. Blythe. I think that a lot of people, and I love indie games, but I think a lot of times certain indie games will just get a free pass just because it's indie when it's not that great. What do you think about that? Is that controversial?
Controversial.
Is that taboo? Because there's some stuff that's kind of mediocre, but I think that it's the indie charm that kind of gets it its marks. There, I said it.
Wait, I'm confused with your statement.
I was just saying that I think that there are some indie games that they're kind of mediocre, but it's because they're indie that they kind of get higher marks than they really should.
Like what?
I think just like that, I don't know if that got high marks, but like Sony was like, here's this awesome indie game that apparently is not very good.
Sony.
Because it's indie. It's like, oh, okay, well, this is cool. Yeah. I thought Bastion was kind of like that too.
I didn't like Bastion. That came up before.
I think you guys were.
It came up last week, yeah.
But it's not a bad game, but it's like I don't know if that was
I do feel like it was a bad game though. I mean, the controls are really
It was structurally sound. I actually thought it felt pretty good, like just rolling around and shooting stuff.
Something about it just like it didn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't know. But I felt that way about Shank the first time I played it, and then I played through again, and I realized it was awesome.
I really liked
Shank. See, I definitely like Shank 2 more so than I like the original Shank. I don't know.
2, yeah. Well, 2 really, really kind of like polished up the whole deal. I don't know. I like these indie games that like the big publishers publish. I think those are usually the best ones.
Speaking of 2D side-scrolling games, I'm looking forward to that new Shinobi game that's coming out.
Is that 3DS?
No, that's PS4, 360.
Wait, Shinobi or the Capcom
Shinobi.
One?
Shinobi. Sega Strider. Shinobi? Strider.
Strider, I think.
Strider, that's the one I'm thinking about.
The Capcom.
That looks amazing. Yeah, that looks cool.
Hopefully it's as good as that first Bionic Commando, Rearm. That was so good.
Oh, man.
I love that game. That's one of my favorites of this last generation. It was fantastic. The music was great. It looked great. Good game. Good on you, Capcom.
Good on you, bro.
Why didn't you play it?
You didn't play that?
No, I don't think
so. I think it's on computer. I think you could play it on your computer box.
On my computer box?
Yeah. I think your personal computer can play that one. You should look into it.
I will definitely give it the looky-loo.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
So are we done for the year with games for the most part as far as new releases go?
For the most part, yeah. And that's pretty much it on games.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's anything big. I know there's should be another announcement possibly in the next couple days. But that, as far as stuff coming out, no.
VGAs are coming up. That's about the last big hurrah.
I never get to watch that because I don't have the cable TV.
You should
come over to my house Saturday.
Maybe I will.
At 6 p.m.
Usually they have some surprises every once in a while.
The VGAs on Spike.
Oh, no.
I hear it's a terrible show.
It's a terrible show, but you can get maybe a game or two.
Hey, I saw Reggie was going to be there.
Yeah, Reggie's going to be there, man.
He's going to show he's going to show Donkey Kong.
Yes, I bet he's going to show some Smash Brothers. That's the type of crowd that will really dig Smash Brothers. They won't really dig anything else from Nintendo.
True. Yeah.
It's a dude bro game, man. See,
honestly, I don't even think Smash. I don't even think they'd really give a shit about that. Honestly,
it's not Call of Duty.
I don't think there's anything Nintendo could show that that audience would really care enough about to care.
They'll show a dude bro character in Smash Brothers, and they'll be all over.
Well, I heard they were going to put him in the game. Did you see that?
Who, Reggie?
Yeah, they said if there's a petition, if it reaches over 100,000, which seems like it should be a crapshoot for Nintendo fanboys, that they were going to put him in the game. So that sounds like that's probably a done deal.
Sounds like it.
Because there's definitely 100,000 people that like Smash Brothers that would want him in it.
I'd play as Reggie. Reggie would probably be OP.
I just wonder what they'll make him look like. Like what style though? Will they
probably
make him...
a Mii style? His Mii will be in there.
Oh yeah, that actually would be cool if
they. Wait, don't they already have like a Mii? Oh wait, no, that's the fitness girl. Never mind.
That's Wii Fit.
I think it'd be cool if they made him like a really roided out
like the Hulk.
Like yeah, I think that'd be fun.
That would be pretty funny.
What would his special move be like? What would Reggie do?
I think he just kicks you in the butt.
Does he bring you some Pizza Hut and a Pepsi maybe?
He could open a Pizza Hut box and like a big fist comes out of it. Would be cool. He invented the Pizzone. So the Pizzone could fly out.
He invented the Pizzone?
Yeah.
Well, this is a big claim to fame.
He was behind the Pizzone. He probably didn't actually like.
So you mean a Calzone?
The Pizzone.
The Pizza Hut version.
Because he worked at Pizza.
He invented it, though. He totally invented that Pizza.
He also invented the New Yorker and the Bigfoot. He's an interesting guy. Did you see he took over the Nintendo Twitter? I saw that today.
Oh, did he?
He's just
good on Reggie.
He's kind of.
I like Reggie. I don't care how much crap he gets. I like Reggie.
Well, he's very charismatic.
Yeah.
He knows F all about games, but he's a very charismatic.
He's a very charismatic guy.
He's probably a good businessman.
Yeah, well, you know, he did an interview recently. I just saw this on Gaff, where he was very frank. Someone asked him. They're actually asking him about what was that called? Project Rainfall or Project Windfall?
Rainfall.
Do communities have any kind of influence on Nintendo, and he was very frank. He said, "No, absolutely not." He said, he's like, "My job is to make sure that we make money. You know, that's my job, and that's just the way it is, kids." Paraphrasing.
Bam.
He's brutally honest. I respect that.
Yeah.
Because he said 100,000 signatures on a petition. Now this is a quote. He's 100,000 signatures on a petition does not equal 100,000 sales.
Because not everybody's going to go out and buy it, you know? So he has a point.
Yeah.
Some people just like to sign petitions.
I do. I know that.
I've never signed an internet petition in my life, I don't think.
Oh, no? No? No?
Why?
It's easy.
I don't know.
You just got to sign it.
You want to hear a really funny story? Are you guys familiar with the Blue Man Group?
I've seen Blue Man Group.
Okay, well, check this out. I was a big fan of the Blue Man Group. And, you know, this is when I was a snotty kid. They were sponsoring something. I think it was Duracell or something.
Okay.
But I was so angry for whatever reason that they sold out and that they were doing commercials. So I wrote them a really nasty email. That's the kind of shithead I was when I was younger. and so I get on them, "You guys suck, you're sellouts. Used to be about the music, man. You know the spiel." And I actually got a response from them, and I felt bad because it was a really
– What did they say in the response?
It was a really like – they were like, "Look, you know, they were very sympathetic to my shithead politics at the time. But we have to make money. We have to live, you know." And it was funny.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's better than my response from Mountain Dew. They pretty much sent me a cease and desist right away.
I was actually proud that we at least got a response, though.
Wait, what happened? I missed this story.
Oh, remember how you listen? You go on if you listen to our back catalog before you join the show there, Piper. But I was really proud that we started this podcast up, so I sent a tweet over to Mountain Dew when I opened my Twitter account. Okay. And they pretty much just sent me a cease and desist right there. They just said, well, you got to make sure that you don't like use our name or something like that in the Twitter response and stuff like that. It should be somewhere down below on my Twitter thing is the response I got from Mountain Dew. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Shut up, Jason.
Stop talking.
Don't talk. I got to edit that out.
Just leave it.
Just leave it
Don't sell out to the man. Just leave it raw.
Fight the man.
Fight the man.
You know, I just want to clear the air. I feel really bad for the kids at home. I've never smoked crack. I'm not a drug user. I just thought it would
be. That's how we're going to end the show, guys. So see you next time on the Game Buddy Podcast.
Are we really out?